You could be at an ancient temple site, and there, listen, sitting among the temples, a presence comes over you, and you begin to write down some notes. Maybe it's sitting at a university, or you're a psychologist, and you feel something moving your arm, and you want to write, and you begin to write, and you're writing page after page after page. And you name the book, you title the book, A Course in Miracles. Could have been like Alice Bailey so many years ago that had an entity standing next to her, as they said, basically fused with her mind and her will and communicated 21 volumes of material. Well, they're the foundation of hundreds of millions involved in the New Age movement. Maybe going a little further back, it could have been that Russian, Halina Blavatsky. There she would go for 10 hours at a time to be guided by an extra-dimensional, non-human entity. And it eventually became called the Secret Doctrine. There are spirits that are inspiring as never before in human history. And the writings, well, they're on the pages of books in the bookstores, on the internet, all over the world. Spirit-inspired writings that are now opening minds and hearts as others, unaided by the powerful perspective of God, the Holy Spirit, are digging into. Listen, we're going to talk about doctrines of demons tonight. We're going to talk about what the Spirit of God outspoken. I don't know if you've ever heard anybody being outspoken before, but we're going to take a look at one biblical Greek word that speaks about the Spirit of God's demeanor or emotion in declaring 2,000 years ago a major warning for all humanity, for the body of Christ, even as I speak. Today's July 23rd, it's 2010, and we're not too far away from what the 2012ers are telling us. The Mayan prophecies are going to become more, well, pronounced and driven, more movies and more videos and more documentaries and more books. I've got more this week that I am reading and looking at, and I'm at the point of outrage. You're not outraged, but wanting and knowing that I need to be outspoken. I believe the Spirit of God is literally explicitly, expressly speaking to me about the counterfeit, dark doctrines. This is the theme for the week. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And the theme as listed for July 19th through the 24th. Dark doctrines, the agenda, a mark, the mark of the beast, and the image of the Theron. Now we've done this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, tonight, Friday night live. Want to welcome all of you listeners, believers, listen, all over the United States, way up into Canada, many other places that I don't even know. If you're in one of the other countries and you're able to listen to this live, I'd like for you to send me just a note, a heads up. Let me know that you're listening. ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. And we would appreciate just hearing from you. I heard today from a friend that came to Christ out of the Netherlands and some of the words. And then I have another friend out of the Netherlands that wrote to me, heard us talking about the other fella from the Netherlands, and this person wants to get in touch with him. So I'm going to send an email over and see if they want to talk at all. But listen, there is, in the world that we're living, millions that do, they're getting it. The heads up is clear. As someone has called a lot of us out here, screamers. Well, there is a sense, and we've had up for probably 2 years, a little phrase under preemption broadcast. That's part of what we do. And preemption broadcast has a little phrase under it. It says, screaming out to the world wherever you are. Well, because there's an urgency, a massive urgency. There's also a compelling love. God just simply loves you. God simply summons you, desires you, pursues you. And there is nobody that wants you more than God. Now, there's a competing, counterfeit, masqueraded, and I hope, I pray that for some of you listening that are maybe looking full into the face of this mask, that today maybe the mask comes down and you see the real face behind the presence of a counterfeit spirituality. Oh, something, listen, ancient and something lethal. Well, the deception that is out there today will only triple, quadruple, and the effect will not only be the loss of human lives by the hundreds of millions to the point of billions in the future. It's all predicted. We've been talking about it for weeks. The book of Revelation, chapter 12, chapter 13, absolutely unprecedented. There's no prophetic content out anywhere like it. It adds to what Daniel was guided to speak 2,600 years ago. It is a broader revelation and prophecy than what we read just in Matthew 24. Though that and the words of Jesus, you would think that psychics and remote viewers and alienologists, you would think that those who are deeply embedded into the Mayan prophecies and the in search of the Atlanteans and looking for, it's like the Nazis' pursuit. Please understand, they pursued and pursued and pursued a dream of esoteric, of higher dimensional information. Information that would enhance their technologies, enhance their science, enhance their psychology, enhance their research, enhance their political regime, enhance their military, fortresses. In the end, it bit the Germans deeply. The demonic didache, this daemonoia, didache, this content that literally was received and infused into the politics, into the military system, into the culture, into the critical mass of a hurting Germany, led them to not national pride, though they wanted some of that, but it led them to infect other parts of the world with the mentality, with the agenda, an agenda, a belief. That's why they did it. It was a belief system. A belief system that came from non-human intelligences. You got to understand, pre-Nazi Germany was packed with those who can do automatic writing, spirit-guided writing. Packed on every street corner, every cafe with mediums. And those who would speak to the dead, secret societies, the power, the energy, the life force they were after. All with dreams of God-man status, a resurrection of the God-man status. I mean, listen, I want you to know something. There was a satanic synchronicity. But what we see today surpasses it by the thousands. First greatest proliferation of occult literature, according to an occult historian, James Webb, was pre-Nazi Germany. Second greatest proliferation of occult literature, 1960s, United States of America. In all the while, the literature, inspired by the spirits that are placed into the hands of millions, obviously millions of us didn't understand. the power of spirit-guided writings. Didache is the Greek word, teachings. But they came from spirits, and we're going to see how God the Holy Spirit, and listen, vital for New Agers, vital for remote viewers, and vital for so many to listen because of this one piece. Now, there are those like the psychologist that wrote The Course in Miracles, a New Age type of, a couple of volumes and deeply influencing, many. The spirit-led writing of the New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, unleashed also by a spiritually guided Oprah Winfrey. To the millions. So please understand that when we say that now billions of people worldwide, they feel it in the air, they are grasping the spiritual promises from a source south of heaven. Let me say again at 12 minutes after 6 p.m., this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. If you're brand new to the site, brand new to listening, somebody told you to listen, somebody sent you a leak. Well, listen, welcome. Welcome. In this 1 hour we have tonight, Friday night, and welcome to all the thousands that will listen, download the archives tonight, day later, a week later, a month later. Welcome to the Russians. Welcome to the Chinese. Welcome to those in Luxembourg. Welcome to those in the Netherlands and Finland and Sweden and England and Scotland and South America and Pretoria, Johannesburg, Barbados and Manila. Welcome to those in Alaska. Welcome to those around the world. That by the providence, the supernatural arrangement of God, this is getting to you. Please understand that if you are, psychic, remote viewer, you are part of the other side of the fence on a light level or what is called a New Age level. But then there are those of you that understand you're deep under the waters. You're thick in the darkness. You understand traditional Satanism, popular Satanism, non-traditional. You understand the bloodlines. You understand Luciferic embrace, presence, ancient, esoteric. Well, the mystery knowledge of the ages. You understand that what's being resurrected around the world is what the old Nephilim and the gods and goddesses of the past were planting for a future resurrection to bring about a global. See, now that we've been pushed to do the research, listen, like the spies in the Old Testament to go, you know, into the lands of the Nephilim, into the lands of the dark side, like the spies that had to go into Jericho and take a look. This is something we've done now for 25 years. Something the Spirit of God has done again and again and again. Has given the details of the playbook written, in Hell's Kitchen. God is clearly accurate about what he's going to do, clearly accurate about what humanity's doing, and absolutely explicitly accurate about a lethal dark side that masquerades at this present moment in the public realm as something translucent, angelic, fantastic, incredible, as if it was fairies dancing in midair, communicating spectacular wisdom for mankind to live by. Listen, mankind, you know what really we are? We're like empty, thirsty, in the deep, hot desert, looking at a New Age oasis, a Luciferic oasis that's promising to quench the thirst. The mirage, like in the beginning, will bite us will bite many, possibly for eternity. There's going to be some in humanity's, ranks that will never see the face of God, never see the brilliance, never feel the fierce beauty of God's presence, the love of God, the forgiveness of God. They're not going to know what it is to be homo glorious, instantaneous, from mortality to immortality. Many of you listening right now, believers in Christ, you feel the Spirit of God. You know the Spirit of God dwelling within. You know the voice of the Lord and what He's speaking. And I'm going to tell you tonight that there is an outspoken level of God the Holy Spirit. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. If you want to take a look there, we're going to take a look in a few moments at what is considered, Rhetos. It's Rhetos. It is an outspoken God the Holy Spirit in one verse with a prophetic warning. Prophetic warning that is applied to all the researchers of the Mayans, Aztecs, and ancient tombs and temples and ziggurats around the world, whether above ground or under. It is a powerful warning to millions in the New Age movement. It is a massive, clear, and urgent warning to all those in remote viewing, to all those at DARPA and those in the military mill labs that are opening up to supernaturally given ideas for weapons, advanced soldiering. Who's shaping whom? Tonight, on the website of shatterthedarkness.net, it's our main website. We've given the theme. We've given four nights. We've also added this week to a series called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. America, Canada, Europe, please listen. Russians, please listen. At a minimum, 500 million rituals. At a minimum. Unleashed, being done, quadrupling. And even as I speak, this Friday night, the 23rd of July, we are in the middle of a middle of the week of preparation for grand climax for Satanists and Luciferians, for those who are doing the rituals. This is the week of abduction, of going out and hunting and finding victims to draw them in, hold them for human sacrifice. If you don't believe that's going on, then I'm going to tell you right now that, I just beg you in the sight of God to get a look of what's really going on. Listen, I've talked to pastors and leaders and workers and, Christians who are businessmen and lawyers and one told me one day, thank God, Russ, you're out there doing this, because this stuff scares the snot out of me. Well, he didn't say the word snot. He used the H word. Funny coming off the lips of a believer. See, that's the opposite of what the believer in Christ is all about. When you have the living Christ, the power of the Spirit of God, when the righteous are to be as bold as a lion. When you look at the book of Acts, you don't see a bunch of chickens running around with their heads cut off, balking about the days they're living in. No, you see a crew of incredibly passionate individuals reaching others for Christ. Sometimes beaten, sometimes thrown in jail, sometimes ousted out of a city. But they just would not stop. They would not quit. They kept going. They kept going, city to city, house to house, person to person. And incredible and magnificent things occurred. You read the book of Acts, you're going to see. Matter of fact, we're getting ready to do another course. It's on the book of Acts that I'm titling Field Manual for the End of Days. And I'll do chapter by chapter by chapter. It was going to be one of those courses we offered, but it's going to be free to all. And we'll be telling you about that and posting about that. But anyway, I wanted to tell you about Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. We added another session number 8. We'll have session number 9 up tomorrow. Also on the series called ESP versus HSP, we put up another one this week, what Holy Spirit discernment is and what it is not. If you're a believer in Christ and you want to know what Holy Spirit discernment is, we've been going through this in the series, but also one way of knowing better what it is to clearly know what it is not. And it is that one that we just put up that gives that definitiveness in discernment. Now, when you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you'll see kind of a slideshow of some of the events coming, conference, and Friday night here, 1 month away, basically, a little over a month away, we're going to be joining Lynn Marzulli and Connie Huff, and we're gonna be looking at doing a conference, Las Vegas, Nevada. Minister Dante Forreston is going to be there. He's got a brand new book that deals with the Nephilim. He's coming out with that. And I think the speakers are going to be really incredible. I think that Andrew Hoffman that I met in Nashville, he's going to be great. Connie Huff, of course, her book, Know Thine Enemy. And I will be speaking on Friday and Saturday in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, Tom Dunn, who has set up conferences here locally in Mansfield and in Nashville, he's setting another one up for October 1st and 2nd. I'll be able to tell you the details soon. Other national known book authors, very well known individuals on the cutting edge. Now they're going to be there, and many of you listening to me, you will know this individual very, very well once we are permitted to give out all the information. But if you want to set your sights for Canton, Ohio, it's close to where I live, probably about a half hour's drive from where I live. We're going to be up there, and we can also plan baptisms for those who have been saved. We can plan some meetings and so forth, and we're looking forward to you coming here, Canton, Ohio, October the 1st and 2nd. More information coming. Also, the West Coast Paranormal Conference. The more details we get, the more we'll give you, and the sign-up for that will be coming soon, too, so please don't miss that. And good friend Chris White from Nowhere to Run. Listen, he's asked me to do a series, and I've developed five of them, and we'll be putting them out probably some of them Sunday and Monday. They are 10-minute little packed messages. How do you know if you have a spirit? How do you know if you're under spiritual warfare attack? How do you know whether you're under spiritual warfare oppression or attack? How do you know the Holy Spirit experientially? You know, little 10-minute bites, per se, that will be succinct, packed, and give a little bit of help to those who are looking for it. So take a look at those things coming up, and we appreciate that. Let me say quickly again, thank you for those who have now clearly backed the live show all the way into January. And we want to thank those who have written to say we want to help the entire project. Shatter the Darkness Preemption Broadcast, up to 80 countries, hundreds of thousands of downloads over the months here lately, and a doubling of all kinds of activity. Listen, all that we're doing, we do not have commercial products and commercial product commercials. So the funding comes from individuals who feel led. So if you feel that this benefits you and will benefit others and you feel the project is worthy, take a look at the website right underneath where it talks about archives. It says this: you can help sponsor this work. Just click on it, take a read, and if you are interested, we deeply appreciate that. Now, tonight, kind of a wrapping up of the entire week. There's a dark agenda. We feel this. We know this. The week before, we did a series that talked about you can feel it in the air. On the other side of the fence, millions and millions, they know this. They realize this. They actually promote this. And when we get to the upcoming series of messages on Nephilim, on ancient dark prophecies, I will say to you at this moment that the Nephilim architecture, the astroarchaeology, the ancient prophecies from hundreds of years ago, given that made it look like ancient people were highly advanced. Where did it come from? I'm reading today somebody that's written a book on the Mayans, the prophecy, and now they're suggesting that the Mayans did not in and of themselves have the technology, and they're questioning where did they get it, and they're proposing that it's extra terrestrial or dimensional. And I'm going to say very clearly that it is clearly extra-dimensional, that they were supercharged, and that the spirit-led prophecies of hundreds of years ago were laid out, laid down with the agenda that they knew they would bring them back to help fuel the shaping of end time history. If you haven't heard, God has a mission, there is an agenda. The dark side has a mission, and there is an agenda, there is an evolutionary process, there is a satanic synchronicity, and as never before, more manifestation of that side has occurred globally. To where you can feel it over cities and lives and hearts, to where millions are tapping in or being tapped into. So, by the way, what is the spiritual source of your life? I mentioned earlier about, and a lot of the prophecies we're going to dig into of the dark side that tell about the agenda. Literally, they're statements about the future agenda of the fallen cherub that involves the Antichrist, the false prophet, the mark of the beast, the image of the beast. It involves the abyss being opened. It involves the chaos that everybody feels is coming. It does. But it, on the dark side's prophetic revelation, it is again like pouring out the oasis of spiritual information to seeking, questing individuals. But yet again, as in Genesis 3, it will be a massive, massive mirage. What the finite has promised, it has never been able to fulfill. Don't forget this. What the finite spirit and the spirits have promised have never been able to be fulfilled. Flowing from the finite, though they are superior to humanity, they cannot perform what it is they promise. Temporary stuff, temporary supernatural healing, temporary supernatural idea, temporary enhancement. Oh, they can give a lot of things like that. But can they lead to homo lumos? Can they lead to homo deity? Will they really guide the world to a spiritual evolution and kick the world into deity? Humanity into deity. Please hear, there are two specific things that have flown from the dark side. The Luciferic doctrine, the Luciferic agenda. Luciferic doctrine is the promise that if you follow what they are saying, you will evolve, you will evolve with the elitist knowledge that you will gain, with the embrace of secret wisdom that you will get, you will evolve and become like God. The agenda, the Luciferic agenda, is globalization. And again, whether you're political, whether you're military, whether you are economic, whether you are environmentalist, whether you are European right now, whether you're in the UN right now, whether you're from DARPA listening, whether you are in that local dark base down deep listening, whether you're monitoring this show, globalism, there's no such thing unless ultimately, originally, inspired by, developed under the supernatural power of the fallen cherub. There is no globalism without it. So we're going to dig into the writings tonight, and we hope that as we do, may in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, a cutting edge come. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus even now that dark blinders, we rebuke the demons, we rebuke the powers of darkness and command them to be broken. Lord, break them off of individuals, open eyes by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, and show the difference. Show the difference. We bind all demonic activities and workings for leading anybody to shut off the listening of this right now, and pray that the Word of God, the message of Jesus, and the clarity of what the Holy Spirit is outspoken about in this one verse will be clearly heard tonight. So if you've gone to 1 Timothy chapter 4, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, or a reference to God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit says expressly. Now this word is very interesting. It means a level of being outspoken, very distinctly, very pointedly, very definitively. Now this is very important. The Holy Spirit given Scripture is now telling us the demeanor with which the Spirit of God Himself is saying. Now, if you can mark, just take time. Mark 1 Timothy 4, 1, and just write down to look at, or go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You're going to find out how the writings of Scripture came about. How spiritual truths, again, it's all revealed. You can read it there in chapter 2, that the Spirit knows the deep things of God. The Spirit reveals it all. It's not in the mind of man. It's not in the heart of man. It's not in the thoughts of mankind. No one's thought it. No one's dreamed it up. No, it's come from the outside, from heaven, from God. And so we read there in 1 Corinthians 2 about how the Spirit revealing God, Christ, and the Word of God. Well, it comes in spiritual thought, though expressed or finally given in literal words. If you understand anything about the inspiration of the Scriptures, the plenary inspiration. If you are a great student of the Word of God, I urge you to do a search on a book by René Pache. I think it's an old French theologian. René Pache, he wrote a book called The Inspiration and Authority of Scripture. Let me say it again. The Inspiration and Authority of Scripture. You could probably get the book for a couple of dollars. It is absolutely one of the great and very simply read books concerning the inspiration of the Scripture. If you want to go a little deeper, a harder read, Benjamin Warfield, the Authority of Scripture, the Inspiration Authority of Scripture, Benjamin Warfield. Those books, if you have them and read them well, you will have a wealth of information on, again, how all of the Scripture, three continents, three languages, 40 writers in 1,600 years, guided by this same Holy Spirit that I'm talking about. See, the Spirit of God inside of me, I know Him, He's His presence. All those that receive the living Christ receive the gift of God the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. You don't even know Him. But the good news right now would be the Spirit of God is operative on you. In other words, if you don't know the living Christ and He's not inside your life and you're listening right now, the Spirit of God is moving on you to convict and convince and summon you and open you up to and bring you to the point of receiving the living Christ and the incredible gift of new life, eternal life, that leads you to homo glorious, the glorification. seeing God face to face in friendship, in love. So there's a vast difference between God the Holy Spirit and the spirits. And I've done this in a series that I did on the Holy Spirit. I think I did 13. It was a course. 13, 14, 15 hours. You want it? Write to me. I'll give it to you free. 13, 14, 15 hours on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And listen, knowing God the Holy Spirit and how He operates, please understand, we're talking about uncreated, eternal, infinite, omniscient, omnipresent presence. Wherever you're listening to this right now, the Spirit of God is there. God is there. God is Spirit. And there is this working of God the Holy Spirit that is incredible. There's a tremendous work and agency of the Holy Spirit now in the world in leading millions and millions to faith in Christ. Coming into our lives the moment we're born again, we're now temples of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do a little, one of those little 10-minute miniature messages on experiencing the Holy Spirit as a believer, teaching, guidance, leading, so forth. How do you know it's the Holy Spirit and not another spirit? Well, this is vital, and I'm going to give you 5 points tonight, 5 points tonight on how you can clearly know that something is doctrines of demons. See, this entire verse goes on. Now, God the Holy Spirit is saying outspoken, expressed, marked way that in the latter days, two incredible words, but in, again, referring to the end of time, that there will be those that will depart from the faith, those who will turn away from Jesus, those who will turn away from the Word of God, from God. Because they'll be giving heed, they'll be embracing, they'll be listening to another voice, another presence. Some of you that I'm talking to right now, that are listening right now, that even emailed me before the show tonight, have been and are listening to Planos Spirits. And the Planos Spirits bring about didache, teachings, communication of daemonoia, of, well, it says here, devils of the demonic. So I want you to hear tonight that God the Holy Spirit, outspoken, boldly, expressly, screaming out per se, that in the, now this is prophecy written 2,000 years ago. It is done knowing that it's prophecy. It is done knowing that as we read it, we're going to be reading what the Spirit of God says with high emotion, with deep, broad urgency. And that deep, broad urgency is about, well, you know what it is? It is a warning. It is a massive, massive warning given by God the Holy Spirit concerning the manifesting work, evolving, developing agenda of spirits as they begin to communicate, stealing hearts and lives away from God, Christ, and the Bible, and injecting their lives with a different voice, different agenda. Listen now, doctrines of demons. Doctrines of demons. Warned about by the Spirit of God in a bold, expressed, like flashing light type of way. Because, again, God, infinite, it's not about measurement. God doesn't have to align the stars and the suns and the universe to try to figure out what's going to happen in the future. You and I cannot think on the level of infinity, outside of time but operating in it. You and I, just absolutely as linear, finite individuals, cannot do what God does. It's why his attribute, God's attribute, is not only the attribute of infinity, but there it's the clear revealed attribute of God cannot be measured. You can't take a measuring stick and begin to say, well, I'm going to go 10 feet and 20 feet and 30 feet, 100 feet. I'm going to go as deep as I can into God as if you're going to measure a big old elephant. In every finite thing, there is an end. But in God, if infinity means you never come to the end. God is so vast, so big, so broad. But God created, and there's laws of engagement. There's human free will that without it, you cannot be a human being. Without that free agency, you cannot be. You would be programmed. You'd be a robot. You'd be just an autotron. That's all you would be. So heads up, listen clearly. As God the Holy Spirit outspoken, expressly, distinctly says, in the end of days, the very days you and I are living in, it's the fulfillment of what he has said 2,000 years ago. Planos spirits, the word meaning deceiving, seducing, imposters, fake. They're not God's servants. They have nothing to do with God now. They are in opposition to God. They hate God. They've got another agenda. They've got another Lord they're following. But they will come by the millions, and they will influence more and more and more, and they will bring about writings. Writings. Just like the Bible is writings, it's grapha. Every single line, inspired by God, the Holy Spirit, given. Paul, when he's writing, Daniel, listen, under the guidance, there is an influence, there is a leading, you know what inspiration is? The Spirit of God operative on the chosen writer. Never thrusting them into some kind of mind-controlled trance. But working through redeemed humanity, what the Spirit of God does is bring about through that work, the ultimate end is the very words of God. Jesus called them the words of God. He said they are living words, that we are to live by, not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And that has been now written down. It is grapha, but the grapha is alive. In the grapha is the living presence of God. Hebrews 4, they are living and active words. They have the power to penetrate. They are spiritual in nature. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I've quoted the word of God to demons manifesting in people's lives, well, the demons, it's like it hits them like a hammer. They hate it. They vulgarly cuss at it. But they'll also try to use it. Now, let me say something that will be very helpful. No demonic spirit, not Satan himself, like in Matthew 4, they cannot and will not ever quote Scripture in context or correctly. They can't. In their nature, their fixed eternal nature, they can't. And clearly, by their will, they won't. The evidence is in the way Satan quotes Scripture to Jesus Christ. In every case, misquoting, out of context, using it to try to get Jesus to, well, break Scripture and to sin. But the temptation with the last Adam, well, failed, as did all of the operative work of the enemy up to the cross and the resurrection and the ascension. You and I are in the mix. The writings, let me give you four that I'm going to mention right now that are evidential as demonic writings, demonically inspired. In some cases, now this might blow the wig off of some, to the Arabs, God loves you. Christ died for you. The blood of Jesus was shed for you. willfully. But let me tell you this, Muhammad, when thrown to the ground, foaming at the mouth, trancing out, blacking out, then coming out and writing what is now considered the Quran. The Quran is considered doctrines of demonoia. And I'll give you the evidences of this in a few moments. The evidences of the actual writings of the demons through individuals. Well, we're going to see. I'm going to give you five here in a moment, so get ready to write them down. But that's one of the explicit demonstrations. But let me tell you about Halina Blavatsky, because her book and books, The Secret Doctrine and others, have massively influenced. They are spiritual writings, but not from God. They are spiritual writings that demonstrate what clearly doctrines of demons are. Alice Bailey, guided again by a powerful entity, a Planos spirit, brought about writings, 21 volumes. I've been going through those 21 volumes. I'm going to tell you something. Not everybody should read. I'm going to tell you right now, reading doctrines that were inspired by demons. Please understand that this is what I see. Number one, and I'm just going to give you, this is my experience. Specifically one book of Alice Bailey's. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want people to run out and grab it and touch it. But one specific book I needed to read, I literally felt the opposition of it when I had it in my hand. I literally felt what I feel in a demonic exorcism, just like a demon inside of a human being. I felt as if the demon was right on the book. I'm not playing games here. I'm not kidding. I understand the difference. I'm not exaggerating. Just as the Word of God, the author, God the Holy Spirit, is in it, on it. I always say it this way. It's the only book whose author is always present anywhere in the world. When someone in China picks up their Mandarin New Testament and begins to read, the Spirit of God who's dwelling in me, guiding me to speak right now, leading me to quote the scripture in Timothy 4:1, it's the same Spirit of God operative in that dear brother or sister in Christ in China. Same would be true anywhere in the world. If they're a real believer in Jesus and they pick up the Word of God, the same Holy Spirit. Now, the difference with doctrines of demons are different. That's why there's a need for so many. It may be the same entity that guided Halina that went on to guide Alice. See, when Halina Blavatsky dies, where's the spirits go? Old Luciferians and old traditional bloodline Satanists, you all know where to go. It all's handed down, familiar spirit. The powers in the old grandmother and the old grandfather are going to be passed down, right? The demons that carry all the information, the knowledge and the abilities and the languages and all the stuff can be passed down. That's a familiar spirit issue too. So please understand that some of the same spirits that guided Mayan priests and the writers of Mayan prophecies, they're still alive. The humans die. They're only for the demon, they are only human fodder. Like Judas, only human fodder to be used for a purpose. The betrayal of Christ, the betrayal of humanity, deception, and a sucking into a dark agenda. Oh, I tell you what, they do have the razor blade to your spiritual neck. But they're not going to cut until they've got the last ounce of use out of those whom they have deceived. Look at the way Nietzsche died. Look at the way Aleister Crowley died. Look at the way Judas died in the end. Satan never died for anybody. But on the cross, the one that said, and the only one that could say it, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amazing words. Do you know in personal relationship the Savior that said them? Do you know the power of the pure, innocent blood that was shed there at the cross? Isaiah made it very clear this would be Yahweh Adonai in human flesh on the cross. The rescuer, a ransom was given. If you're lost and you don't know this powerful Savior, this living God of creation and redemption, He wants you right now. Open your heart. Let Him come into your life. Write to me and let me know. If you're a believer in Christ, and again, for those on the other side that are still staying hardened, you harden your heart again and again and again and again. You hang on to the doctrines of demons and to the demons. Well, I'll tell you what. You literally damn and doom yourself. And God takes no pleasure in that. I can sit before a radio program before I get on, like tonight, and be broken down in tears as the Spirit of God prepares me, knowing some of you to whom He will speak to. See, 6 to 7 o'clock on a Friday night here, even in the archives, supernatural, providence. Now, on the other side of the fence, there is a satanic synchronicity. The spirits operate. There was a satanic synchronicity between Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey. The spirits were operating. All the way now deep into the Theosophical Society, which I've gone to numerous times to engage. Now listen, another book, The Course of Miracles, another example of doctrines of demons. A psychologist guided by another presence writes, how about Paul von Ward in his book God's Genes and Consciousness? To me, the most lethally spiritually dangerous book I've read in a long, long time. And while I was reading it, studying it, jamming myself into it, by the way, praying against demonic presence and power on any kind of books like this, I don't play games. I don't live in fear. I don't pick them up in fear. I don't like, oh, if I touch them, they will, you know, those sparks will come out. Forget it. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. The living Christ dwells in me. He said all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Him. He's given me authority. It's the blood of Jesus that covers my life and the Spirit of God that dwells within me. You think I'm going to be afraid of a book written by demons? Forget it. I've had them speak to me through individuals and try to physically attack and kill me. I'm not going to be afraid of a demon on a book. I'm going to command it to shut up and bind it and even command it off like we've done objects that they've been put onto. But I'm not going to play games. I'm not going to be, you know. We need to realize, don't be naive. So, Colossians 4:2, devotion to prayer, being watchful, that is looking for the impending danger. Not so that you could run and hide, like, listen, so that you can stand bold with the authority of Christ. When it comes to the dark side, express the authority, live in the armor of God, unleash your thunderous prayers, resist the devil, fight! Fight! In the name of the God of heaven, fight! When it comes to the lost souls, when it comes to ministering to people, be moved and unleashed in the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. Doctrines of demons, the demons hang around their books. I was reading Gateway to the Gods by, I think it's Craig Hines, sometime back. And as I see a dark presence invades his life, he doesn't know what to do about it. And then I see him beginning to be led into doctrines of demons. He even acknowledges an experience where synchronicity, a spiritual leading to go into a bookstore, write to a book, an older book, a doctrine of demon book that he was to get out and read to add to. Well, see, they do that. You got to understand how they operate. They're real, my friends. They're real in the way that they will lead people. That's why people think it's supernatural. Wow, I felt mysteriously led into that occult bookstore. It was like this book fell off the shelf, and I got the book, and it's what I was thinking earlier in my mind when that spiritual influence was there. Well, you know what? Synchronicity of doctrines of the demons in developing the depth of the doctrine in your heart. If you listen, once you accept the doctrine, whether Jehovah Witness, whether it's the Quran, whether it's Helena Blavatsky, whether it's some of these other books, if you accept the doctrine, you can expect, at the very least, demonic attachment. Quickly now, five things of how to know. Number one, do you feel the difference? Do you feel the difference? If you're a believer in Christ, the Spirit of God in you, you may feel the difference when it comes to hearing anybody spouting off doctrines of demons, quoting them, using them at any kind of New Age meeting or secret society meeting or Masonic meeting or whatever. When they are spoken, if you're a believer, there will be a conflict. There will be a checking. There will be or even if someone from the New Age or some psychic tries to quote scripture guided by the planos, demonic spirit, you're going to know that they can't quote it correctly. So you might feel Holy Spirit-wise, no, this is not right. No, this is not of God. Number two, what does it say about Jesus Christ? In all demonic writings, every single kind you can think of, Quran, Jehovah Witness, the extra-biblical writings of the Mormons, all the new, all of it, even the stuff coming from the remote viewers, Edgar Cayce included, from the past, they all deny the deity of Christ. That's the demons will all deny the deity of Christ and his saviorhood and the power of his blood and the work of the cross and the real return of Christ. They're all going to do that. Number three, they will all deny the power and infallibility of the Word of God. They will try to always replace the Word of God with what they will try to convince a person is superior revelation. New Agers are doing this through the books. Occultists have done this through Helena Blavatsky and Alice and others. Remote viewers are taking the data, the revelation coming from the Akashic Records. They're all taking it as infallible, more important than, and superior to. The demons will try to convince through whatever writings, channelers, experiences, whatever, that they're giving. Oh, the Word of God is just men and it's all corrupted and whatever, and want you to throw it aside. And replace it with what they are trying to convince you is superior, more powerful revelation. Number three, the spirituality they come to give through those writings, it's all about human enhancement, not about a relationship with God. And number five, the future they talk about is contrary to the coming of Christ. Well, listen, we are at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to have to say goodnight to you. We're glad that you've been here, and Rustizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. We're glad that you've listened tonight.